Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everybody out there in internet radio. This is Brilliant Ideas Radio, and this is your host with the most brilliant ideas, and I have my trusty sidekick out in Florida, Mr. Crispy himself. Hey, Crispy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome, Brilliant Ideas. How are you?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. It's another sunny day out here in California, and I assume it's the same over in Florida.
It is. It is another awesome, perfect weather Saturday. Perfect for an awesome episode of Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Yeah, like we said last week, it's always sunny wherever we are. We just must bring sunshine to the airwaves.
Yes, I think we do. I think we do, my friend.
Hey, and speaking of bringing sunshine to the airwaves, hey, have you seen our latest logo, the new logo for our show, the Bad Boys of the Foodie Airwaves, or how would you say it, Mr. Voiceover?
I would probably do, and now, the Bad Boys of the Foodie Airwaves. Dun, dun, dun. You know, I don't have any music queued up, but something like that.
Well, since you are in the voiceover business, I guess since you've been bugging me to put your freaking ad on the radio, I guess this is the this is where I'm supposed to do your plug. So everybody out there, I'm doing this for Crispy just because he needs a plug and he needs more business. So he's made a little ad for you guys to listen to. So hang on 1 second and hold on, because we're going to do a little PR here for Mr. Crispy.
Awesome.
Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I'm a voiceover artist. Some of the services I offer are website intros, radio commercials, audiobooks, television and film narration, video game characters, corporate presentations, audio production, and much, much more. For more information and pricing, please call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506.
Now, are you
Hello,
happy?
Hello, I'm Christopher Trim.
Oh. He was so happy he wanted to play it again. Are you happy with that, Crispy? I guess we lost Crispy when we went to the we lost his connection. So anyway, here we go again with our live radio broadcast, and we're having technical difficulties. It never fails on Saturday morning. But I don't know if you guys did notice our new logo and our new name of our group is the Bad Boys of the Foodie Airwaves. We are some tough-looking hombres, but we're not as tough as we may look. It's just a look we're going for. But I tell you what, if you ever want to come on the show you want us to grill your ass, all you got to do is give us a call or let us know by my email address, grillingideas@earthlink.net. We'd like to have you on the show. And each week we do this on Saturday mornings, and we try to bring on people that we have met on Facebook, Twitter, those places, and that are in the food business. And we actually have been doing pretty well. If you've noticed, we've actually got a following here that started. We're even international. Not only are we coast to coast. Are you back here with me, Crispy?
Yes, yes, I am. I was actually shoving some food in my face, and I had my mic on mute, and I was like, he doesn't hear me. Oh, my God, here we go with another tomfoolery kind of show.
hey, we're first class all the way.
Well,
anyway, while you were stuffing food. Huh?
I said, we're a couple of classy guys.
Oh, yeah, while you're stuffing food in your freaking mouth, I'm over here trying to run a radio show, but
I know.
I was just, what I was saying was we've gone pretty much nationwide, and now we're even moving up in the world, and we've actually gone international. I don't know if you know, we've got listeners all the way in New Zealand, Australia, we got people in Italy, we got people in Great Britain, so we are conquering the world. What is that? You wanted to do world. You conquer the world anyway, so I think we're getting there, one listener, one country, and one brain at a time.
Yes, that's fancy. They're listening to us all over the world. Fancy schmancy, yes. Soon world domination will be ours.
By the way, have you done any grilling lately?
No, I've been lazy this week with making dinner. No. Need to. Today for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, last night, listen to this. I grilled Thrasher shark steaks with a tropical fruit glaze. I had quinoa, which is like rice, with these like little pellet deals that you mix it up like rice. And green bean casserole with wine. Now, let me tell you, is that gourmet or what?
That sounds really good right now. Like, that sounds really super tasty. Really super tasty.
Yeah, and I did that all on the little Weber grill, too. So it all turned out pretty good. And you would think I was some kind of gourmet cook.
I know, right? it sounds good. Like, my mouth's watering and I'm drooling on my soundboard here. I'm like, I'm hungry. It sounds good.
Well, just make sure you don't turn off your mic and eat something while we're having people on here on the radio, please.
Right, like I start eating my mic. Look, an ice cream cone, chomp, chomp, chomp.
Hey, speaking of international, too, a little while ago, I was talking about being international, and I got a photograph from a friend of ours on Facebook, Kisarina, and I'm going to screw up her name, but it's Kisarina Dooley. And by the way, it wasn't the kind of photograph that you're probably thinking. But she sent me a photo of how people grill over in Italy when it's cold outside, and they actually use their fireplaces to actually do their grilling when it's cold. And I'm thinking, heck, I've got like two fireplaces here in my house in California, which, you know, it's never used anyway, so I think I want to start firing up the fireplace and cook steaks on one and maybe some fish and chicken on the other. What do you think?
That actually sounds like a neat idea, actually. If you're like, I don't feel like going outside. It's too chilly here in California. I'm going to go grill in my house. People are like, huh? Like, yeah, I got two grills going. You know, you could host a small dinner party, probably.
Yeah, why go buy a Weber when you got fireplace? You just grab the poker, a few steaks, and you're on. So, I mean, it's like a barbecue party in every room.
Well, you know what they do, what we do here in the South, we wrap everything with tin foil and throw it under the hood of our car and we drive to work. By the time we get to work, it's all cooked and right tasty-like.
Yeah, I get you. I think we actually do that over in California, too. There's more of those redneck folks in California than you would ever imagine.
Oh, geez, that's crazy. Oh, wow.
I'm going through my notes here, and I don't know if you've ever seen anybody who's got ADHD like me and writing. I don't know which is worse, to wing it or to have notes, because I can't even follow what I'm doing here. But we got a great show planned today. We've got chefs that go coast to coast, and then later we actually have Elvis that's going to be entering the building. So it's going to be
sweet.
It's going to be a big, big show, and what we're going to do first is go to our first guest that we have today. We have two great guys on the show. I don't know if some of you people may know them and others may not, but they've been doing pretty well for themselves. They got a website called Coast to Coast Cuisine. And how would you say it in the big voiceover voice?
That would be coasttocoastcuisine.com.
Anyway, we've got Chef Ed Gallagher and his sidekick chef, and I guess he probably doesn't like being called sidekick chef. His partner, J.R. Safris, and if I'm doing this right and everything's working out here in Technoland, I should have both you guys on the line. Are you guys on here with us?
What?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Frank?
Yeah, who you got there?
This is J.R. out
in L.A.
Hey, J.R., how are you doing? Do we have you, Eddie G.?
You have Chef Eddie G. calling from New York, and it's a little chilly up here, guys.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, how cold is it up in New York today?
It's actually not too bad. It's a little over freezing, so it's been pretty mild this year. So, but not nearly as nice as it is in California or in Florida, I'm sure.
And J.R., whereabouts are you in California?
I'm right up the street, brother. I'm up here in Santa Monica.
Hey.
This is crazy, coast-to-coast tag team, football thing going on here. New York's
that's
not
what
too far
like.
Away.
We're
the California guys.
I love it.
Now, ladies, let me tell you, we all have to one at a time, or we'll all be stepping on each other's you-know-what. So, what I wanted to do here is find out a little bit about what you guys are doing on Coast to Coast Cuisine. And what I'll do is, to make this simple so we don't step on one another, I'll ask each one of you to input one at a time. But, Eddie, can you tell us, or Chef Eddie, can you tell us a little bit how you guys got started and a little bit about what your company and what you're up to?
Well, oddly enough, JR and I met 22 years ago out in Breckenridge, Colorado, and we were actually cooking in the fireplace in the house out there. So I was laughing when he was talking about it. We had a fireplace at the house, and we used to grill steaks in that at that house out there in Breckenridge. And we've been buddies for 22 years. He went west and became a private chef out there, which I'm sure he'll tell you about, and I came this way, and I've owned restaurants. And I cook for 200 nightly, and he cooks for 2 nightly, and that's what we do. We travel around, we take the same center to plate item, and we cook it 2 different ways.
All right. And you guys, are you doing stuff on Food Network?
We've done Food Network events. We've been on CNBC with Maria Bartiromo, and we've just had the pleasure of going to a whole bunch of food and wine festivals across the country. And we're actually the next one in the spotlight is the Super Bowl. We're doing the food and wine festival surrounding the Super Bowl.
Now, JR, what do you do in California?
I'm a private chef, work for a family up in Beverly Hills. I've been with this family. I just started my 12th year with this family.
And you do private chef. So he's out there doing things for like 200 people, and you're doing it for 2.
Yeah, I cook for a small family. It's a beautiful thing. I get to create and do whatever I want. And money's not an issue. I get to buy the best products. And you know as well as I do out in California here, we got some killer products that I can go buy and fresh produce, and it's a great gig. I love it.
Frank, he works smarter, not harder.
Hey,
yeah, that's my motto, Frank. Smarter, not harder.
Well, I hardly work, so that's my motto.
That's perfect.
If you can get it, that's good work. If you can get it.
And Crispy, I don't know if he. Do you even work, Crispy?
Do I? I cannot disclose my current occupation, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Sounds like he's sitting on a beach down in Florida drinking Coronas, and we keep interrupting him.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm on South Beach right now.
Do you work hard or you hardly work?
And in fact, yeah, I actually think he is. Is that you sit on the ocean?
Yeah. This Dasekis sure tastes good.
Nice plug, Crispy. I like that.
Right.
Yeah, he's got it made out there in Florida. If only we all had the same life. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about Tell us a little bit more about your video series and what your plans are for the upcoming year with Coast to Coast Cuisine.
Take it away, Jay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Want me to take it?
Take it away,
you know,
Jay.
Our ultimate goal is to get some episodes on some network television, and we're getting close to getting some deals put together for that, and to travel and around the country and hopefully go international and go to different locations. And like Ed says, is to Ed likes to cook a little more family style orientated food, and I do a little more upscale. So our show is going to deal with two shows in one, where the housewife can cook a nice little quick meal from one of Ed's recipes, and then if you want to cook to impress one of your loved ones, you might want to plug into my recipe. So, and we're going to bring you a little comedy and some education on the area that we are we're in at that particular moment. So,
did you just refer to me as a housewife, bro?
Yeah.
And did you refer to your situation as loved ones? Very nice. I like that analogy.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
So we just want to travel around. We want to cook and meet people and just have a blast like we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years that we've been doing this. So it's vacationing and eating and drinking all in the same thing and getting paid for it, hopefully.
And
now, what do you guys?
Our passion is both traveling and cooking, so now we're going to, we get to put that together and do that. So that's exciting. We love doing that.
Now, what are you guys doing for the Super Bowl? I see that you've got a big deal going on February 2nd through the 5th.
Yeah, and we're constantly looking for, for new sponsors, and, we do licensing deals, and we love testing new products and new foods and stuff. So we love doing that kind of stuff, and we're breaking out a whole bunch of new food items and whatnot at the Super Bowl, and we'll be taking food and doing it two different ways. Somebody will throw us a porterhouse, and you'll get two different versions of it. His version, the more gourmet upscale, and then you'll have my more cost-conscious, restaurant version of it. So,
and in addition to that, too, it'll be indigenous, to the, we're going to probably wrap the menu around the two teams that are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. So, hence part of the show is the same way. Like if we're in a particular region in Italy doing a show, we're gonna use those type of indigenous products to that particular region. So if it's the whoever's playing in the Super Bowl, we're gonna wrap those menus around the two teams that are in the Super Bowl.
And we're glad that it's not the Jets, because then we'd be doing hot dogs two different ways. Crispy, can we get that? Hot dogs two different ways.
And I hope it's not the Giants, because I hate the Giants, so I hope the Giants don't get in either.
See, but the Dallas Cowboys don't have a chance, bro, so simmer down. The Dallas Cowboys will not be playing in the Super Bowl.
I think I hear a rivalry here. The East Coast, West Coast guys fighting this thing out. Now,
well, we don't have a team in L.A., so.
Yeah, really.
And you might have two soon, so.
And, Frank, you don't have a team in San Diego either.
Wow, that was awesome.
Okay, so we just pissed off the whole country. Now what can we do?
I have to say I agree with you. San Diego Chargers, my God. I wish they get rid of, well, I better not say. Anyway.
Yeah, don't say anything. Just pray that the Giants go a little further. That's all I pray. Just go a little further.
Now, there's a food show at the actual Super Bowl that you guys are going to be participating in. Is that correct?
There is. It's actually 10 days before the Super Bowl is a food and wine festival. They've taken over that whole Center City Mall that's adjacent to the stadium, and it obviously gets ramped up as the week goes on. So Wednesday we fly in, and then we're filming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a huge tailgate party on Sunday, and then there's after-hour parties and celebrities and ex-football players and stuff. So it should be a blast. It should be a riot.
Sounds great. Now, what do you guys got planned as far as other shows and videos that you're working on in the future? Is there any big plans there?
Yeah, we're going down to see Crispy at the end of February at the South Beach Food and Wine Festival, so wake him up. I think he just fell asleep. Crispy, you still there?
Oh, I'm just checking out the awesome view. Gotta love girls and thongs. Oh, yeah.
There you go. So we're going to come down and see you for that South Beach Food and Wine Festival, so we'll be down there, and we'll run around a little.
Awesome, sweet. I'll get the Ferrari ready for my friends.
Christy, are you even in Florida, bro? Come on, Christy, really, you're not in Florida, really. You're in Nebraska, right? You're in Florida?
Actually, I'm in a Unabomber cabin in Minnesota. That's where I broadcast from.
That's true.
Me and a couple of goats.
I knew it.
And we can do a coast-to-coast cuisine show around that, too, so.
Yeah, just make sure you bring his goat, because he's real close to the
That's
goat.
It. We could do goat two different ways.
Oh, I love goat.
Well, he does it three different ways, so whatever.
That's it. It's unlimited.
Yes. Oh, my.
Well, we do appreciate you guys coming on the show, and I guess we need to also plug your website. I didn't even say the website address, but it's www.coast2coastcuisine, and that 2 is a number 2. That's coasttocoastcuisine.com, and people can go there, see what you're up to and where you're headed for the upcoming year. And do you guys want to add anything else about what your plans are, or any more promos you want to plug here on the radio?
Yeah, let me just shout out to all our fans that are plugged in listening today, and my friends and families. Hi, everybody, and thanks for the support over the years. So hopefully we'll get to see everybody soon.
Great.
And the same thing here. You know, our family, our friends have been so supportive. You know, they've watched this project grow, and we would have never have thought that it would have gotten to the point where it is today. So, and it's from everybody's support. So we just wanted to thank everybody and everybody on Facebook and all that stuff and Twitter and everything. It's great, you know.
Well, congratulations.
And Frank, thank you too, bro. Yeah. You've been a nice guiding light for us for this new year. So we're looking forward to stuff in the future with you as well. So,
well, I have to admit, I've never been called a guiding light, but
yes, that's interesting.
And then Christy, you as well, bro. You're a guiding something down there in Florida. If you really
I'm guiding beer into my mouth is what I'm doing.
A guiding margarita.
Yes.
Guiding Kong Watcher, he called himself.
Yes. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Well, we do. Actually, you know what? Before you go, it looks like we got somebody holding here that might want to talk to you guys. They've been holding for quite a while. You got a minute? I'm going to actually pass.
Yeah, sure.
Caller.
Go ahead. Do it.
It looks like we got a caller here, so hang on a second.
I think it's my mom calling in.
You know, maybe,
no,
it might be your mom.
Sister.
This is Gray and Ideas Radio. You're calling in. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Crispy's mom.
Awesome.
What are you doing, son?
You guys sound alike.
I'm guiding beer into my mouth, Mom.
It'll stunt your growth, son.
Awesome. Great.
By the way, guys, if you don't know who this is Hoboken Eddie calling in from Hoboken, New Jersey. I think I can tell by the voice.
How we doing, guys? You know, while you guys were talking, I was looking up, you know, Crispy said he didn't have a job. I looked him up on Facebook. It's Crispy Bikinis.
Yeah.
I sent you a link, Frank. It's on your front page there.
Yes, I actually make bikinis out of beef jerky for women. It's my new thing.
Oh, I thought that was really Crispy's mom for a second.
I thought it was Crispy doing Crispy. I thought he was branching out to multi personalities there for us.
So who went to what? No. I'm just two personalities. I'm just hot and cold. who went to Johnson and Wales?
I did, Chef Eddie G in New York, sir.
Okay, this is Hoboken Eddie.
Hey, how are you?
I was a chef at the Marriott in Providence going back to 1979. I used to get kicked out of the J&W pub often.
I was a chef at the J&W Marriott as well in 1987-88.
On Charles
and
Orms?
I also worked at, can I say, McShanley's Pub? Do you remember McShanley's Pub?
No, but I got thrown out of the Heartbreak Hotel, too. And I got...
And that's right down the road from JR out there. You know,
yeah,
JR lived in... JR's from Morristown originally. Morris Plains.
Looped at Lupo's.
Hey guys,
Lupo's.
Hey,
I love that.
Guys, if you know Eddie well enough, he's been thrown out of everywhere he's ever been. So it's not he can just keep naming places if you like.
The best is when I'm thrown out for good, and then I'm in the next day. That's it. You're out of here for good. Sorry if I was a little wide of it last night.
Eddie, did you have anything you'd like to add, or are you just going to talk all day?
Eddie, do you have a question? Please, come on, Eddie. Time is money. Will you please? Let's go. What do you got?
We have a lot of callers on hold. Let's go.
Actually, take a number, will you?
Well, thank you very much.
Eddie, I know you've been drinking, and you're going to get thrown off my radio station here in about 3 seconds if you don't send us something.
There's one more for the
Bloody Mary, Eddie. Go back to your Bloody Mary, Eddie.
I just made a new Bloody Mary mix. It'll be out on the market in a couple months. I just made a new hot sauce too. It's called Homegrown Smoked. You guys can get a chance.
Send us some samples off the air. We'll give you an address to one of our test kitchens. Send it to us. We'll check it out.
Eddie, are you done promoing? It's time for me to run my radio show, man.
Sorry, babe.
It's the
Eddie
Show.
All right, hold on. Hey, that shark sounded wonderful.
All right, get out of here. All right, we appreciate you guys coming on. Sorry about that, but Hoboken and Eddie, when he comes on, you never know where he's going, and he doesn't either. So
that was like a Florida hurricane right there.
Let's go to our next caller down in South Beach. Crispy, you're on the line.
I was wondering if you guys ever eat Spam with bacon and eggs on toast by chance.
Turning into a comedy show now.
But hey, guys, we actually have another caller. Do you want to take a chance?
It's got to be a family member of one of us. So go ahead, let's try.
Frank,
all right, we'll stay on all day, bro.
We'll stay on all day, Frank. Keep them coming.
All right, Green Ideas Radio. You're calling in. You're live on the air. Whoever you are on 301. What do you want to say?
Hello, we're calling from Maryland, and we want to know what's on the menu when the Ravens get into the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
For the Ravens? The Ravens aren't making the Super Bowl, sweetie, so you don't have to worry about that.
That voice sounds very familiar to me.
That voice did sound awfully familiar.
Well, you know, it's Martha and Megan sitting here in Frederick, Maryland, listening to our two favorite chefs on Coast to Coast Cuisine.
Hey.
Have we ever drank together?
That was.
Have we ever drank together?
I don't know. Maybe when you were like 14.
You sound awful familiar.
Oh no. Keep this rated up G, please.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
mom should call in, right? Or one of my family members has to call in.
Yep, there goes our FCC license.
I'm JR's sister, and I'm here with his niece, Megan.
We do appreciate you calling in. Thanks for calling.
Oh, that's so cute, Jay. That's so cute, Martha. That's so cute, Megan.
Is there anybody else out there who's members of JR and can Chef Eddie, do you want to call in and say hello? You got about 2 minutes, but I guess we're done with calls. Everybody's falling off the lines here. We do appreciate you guys coming on. I'll mention your website again. It's www.coasttocoastcuisine.com, and we do appreciate you coming on and wish you guys the best, most success. And we do have to have you back on since this is so much fun. We want to have you on later sometime this year and find out more about what you're doing.
Love to.
Yeah, and like we talked about, maybe you guys could get to the Super Bowl and do a live broadcast from the Super Bowl. That might be a hoot, huh?
Hey.
Well, if that happens, we will be taking over the world. And Dallas Cowboys will play the Jets in the Super Bowl.
We woke Crispy up.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on, and I hate being the straight guy. I'm the one that's got to control the board and cut everybody off and pay attention to a time schedule here. But you guys do have fun out there, and we might just join you out there in the Super Bowl. So get ready and wear your helmet.
Sounds great, nice. Frank. Thanks for the opportunity. Crispy, enjoy the weather down there, brother.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming on. It's been super awesome.
Thanks, you guys. Right, guys. Catch up with you soon. And Frank, if I get down all to right. San Diego, I'll look you up.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
All right.
All right, guys. That was the Coast to Coast Cuisine Chefs. Go to their website. Check them out. And I think you'd be pleasantly, not surprised, but happy with what you see there. And they got a lot going on. And Crispy, guess what? It's time for us to take a break here. And from what I can see, it looks like Elvis has entered the building.
Uh-oh. Don't step on my blue suede shoe. I can't even sing like Elvis. I can do all these other voices, but I can't do Elvis.
I don't know if people know that Elvis's birthday is tomorrow, January the 8th, and we thought, wouldn't it be kind of cool just to have somebody on who can tell us a little bit about Elvis, sing a little Elvis songs, and dedicate the second half of the show to Elvis Presley the King. So we'll be coming right back here shortly after a short break, and stay tuned. And this is Green Ideas Radio. We'll be back in a few moments. We are back here. This is Green Ideas Radio, and we appreciate everybody hanging in there. And we got another great guest coming up here. Crispy, are you over there eating, or do I have you back on the line here with me?
This is Jim Anderson, Crispy. Sir.
Oh, Jim Anderson. Well, Jim Anderson, guess what? Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having me.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all having us on here.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming on. And we're having a little some technical difficulties, as usual, on a Saturday morning. And we're not allowed to have any libations in the morning, so we don't. Our show doesn't run so smoothly.
That's right. I don't know any show that really does run exact, so...
No, we wanted to have you on the show here because, as I mentioned before we went to break, about it being Elvis Presley's birthday tomorrow, January the 8th, and I found out through a friend of ours that you are a singer, and you sound just like Elvis, and I wanted to have you on the show. It's kind of a little dedication for Elvis Presley and for his upcoming birthday. And if you could, tell Jim a little bit about who you are, your band, you and the Rebels, and where you're located, and give us a little background about you and what you do.
Well, I'm a retired deputy sheriff. I was injured in the line of duty, and prior to becoming a sheriff, you know, some 20 years ago, I used to sing quite a bit, did a lot of shows, opened up for a lot of you know, big names, and then went into law enforcement, and then got injured, and so I decided that it was time to go back to you know, my first passion, and so I'm giving it a whirl, and I'm up here in Northern California, out of Manteca, California, and seems pretty cool that their shows are. We just sold out another show that we'll be doing up here in Pleasanton tonight the Firehouse Arts Center. So it's going pretty successful.
Great. Now you've been singing since you were a kid, though, right?
Yes, sir. I was an old football player in high school. My buddy was giving me a little bit of a dare to get up and sing at this variety show, so I got up and sang, and it went a little crazy and kind of shocked me, and I think as well as everybody else. And then after that, I started singing all over, and like I say, I paused for quite a few years to go into law enforcement, and now I'm back, and I'm up here with the boys in the band. My keyboard player Tom Carnes worked out of Modesto. Paul Frank out of Modesto, Mickey Yamo out of Modesto, and then Greg Landry on the drums out of Manteca. So it turns out it's pretty good group.
Great. I guess in memory of Elvis, I think it's fitting to have you on the show, and I'm going to actually play one of your songs that you and the band have recorded here. How's the Treat Me Nice sound to you? Is that a good one for us?
Hey, whatever you'd like, sir. I appreciate you having us on here. So the folks here in Manteca, I'm real proud of the community, and I've got a lot of them listening in. So I appreciate it. So anything you'd like to do, I'm pretty easy going. So.
All right. Well, those out there listening to us, we're going to play Jim Anderson and the Rebels and their rendition of Treat Me Nice.
When I walk through that door, ding, 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 polite, you're gonna make me so. If you don't treat me right, don't you hear it? Kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not the day to take. So if you come on cold, I'm a really gonna breathe. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty thing through my head. For you know I'll be your slave. Think that you're asking me to. But if you don't behave, I can walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my life. Treat me nice. Make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty man through my head. Well, you know I'll be your slave. If you're asking me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Treat me nice.
Treat me nice. Treat me nice. Treat me nice.
Treat me nice.
Treat me nice. Treat me nice.
If you really want my love, then treat me nice.
Right. That was Jim Anderson and the Rebels with Treat Me Nice, and that was fantastic. And you know what? If I didn't know better, I think that was Elvis.
No, we, you know, It's fortunate that I have the gentlemen that are with me now, because they've all been playing for so many years, and they're all musical instructors, and even Greg Landry, our drummer, he teaches over here locally at a great music shop called Legends Music, and they support us, and they really, I've got the best musicians, and I'll be honest, I can sing and I can entertain, but without them, I absolutely am nothing, because they are a great group of gentlemen. So.
It was actually a really good rendition. Now, where did you say the show was that you're at tonight? I assume it's a show to commemorate Elvis, but where is the actual show going to be held?
Well, we actually didn't know at first that we were going to do the show, but it's at the Firehouse Arts Center in Pleasanton, California, and surprisingly, we sold out very near a month ago, so the shows are kind of getting bigger and getting better, and it's getting a little wilder every little bit, here and there, and it's real surprising to us, because we just, starting back up, and it's getting kind of crazy. We got, probably a good 6 or 7 more shows already booked, and a whole bunch of folks calling, and we got a big radio station up that wants to put us in the programming, and so it's kind of crazy right now.
Oh, sweet. That's very cool. Very, very cool, my friend.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
lucky.
Have you actually recorded a CD, or have you guys gotten that far with and actually selling your music?
We actually have. This will be this right after this show, because we decided not to do any Christmas shows and stuff like that, because we wanted to make sure that the show went down without a hitch. And they're going to be doing a live video through about like 3 or 4 different cameras and tracks and audio, and they're going to be putting out together a live concert DVD, a live audio CD, and we're going to hit the studio about the next 6-8 weeks, record a regular CD, and then I guess they're going to be doing all the T-shirts and posters and all that stuff. So I just think it's kind of crazy, I consider myself really blessed that folks are. I mean, I'm surprised and blessed, I guess, that folks are actually paying to see me perform, and I'm humbled, and I really appreciate the luck and the blessing that we have, and so I'm just real happy, and my family's real happy, and the city up here, and the companies that up here that support us are real happy, and it's kind of crazy right now. So we'll see how it goes throughout this year.
Well, that really is great. I mean, you say you've been fortunate and you appreciate all the support, but guess what? Hey, when talent is good, people follow. And obviously, you guys got the right thing going on. And hey, if you're filling up your venues, you can't ask for more than that. All you got to ask for is just for bigger venues next time. That's all.
Yeah, I guess they're looking at doubling the venue and stuff. The Firehouse Arts is new and state of the art, and it's loaded, and we'll be doubling them, and just everything that we can do to keep on pushing forward and having a good time. So
great, awesome. I do have a question.
Yes.
Seeing as how you do this, do the Elvis songs, do you do any of maybe Elvis's pre-show rituals, like peanut butter, banana sandwich?
Hey man,
kind of thing.
I was looking at y'all's websites and stuff. Oh man, I love barbecue. I love it. I love grilled everything. And I'll tell you what, I looked at the size of a couple of them burgers y'all grilled up, and I have my boys, Josh, Storm, and Carson, and they're 17, 15, and 11, and they were looking at and asking me, hey, can you do one of them? And I said, there's no way in God's name I can make something that good and not good.
Well, hey, let me tell you a little story. Let me tell you a little story about that, Jim. When we were making those burgers, I was the official taste tester, and one night, those things are half pounders each, and one night, I had like different recipes I was testing out, and I ate 4 of those suckers.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
That's huge. And I like grilling. I like experimenting, and not to say that I'm a chef by any means. I'm one of those ones that you get a barbecue something, and then everybody's plan. That is the greatest job. Heck, can you make more? And I was like, yeah, no, I couldn't do that the second time if I tried. So I don't know how y'all do it. You really you got a great team.
Well, hey, if it makes you feel any better, I don't know how you sing like that either. You don't want to hear me sing, so I'll tell you what, I'll stick to barbecue, you stick to singing.
Yeah, no, you don't want to hear Grillion sing. It's crazy. It'll make you go real quick.
So we always get the press. Everybody's, you know, we didn't do any shows over Christmas, so everybody was, how are you going to sing Christmas? And I said, so we threw in one Christmas song for this show, and so I think everybody would be pretty happy with it. So.
Well, great. I'm going to actually play another one of your songs, speaking of that, and let everybody hear some more of your music, because that's what it's all about anyway. And everybody is listening in. This was Jim Anderson and the Rebels, and everybody will know this song. It's Falling in Love with You, and another Elvis Presley great hit. So everybody listen in. Here we go.
Thank you, sir.
This song is called Falling in Love with You by Elvis Presley.
That was Jim Anderson and the Rebels with Falling in Love with You, a great Elvis hit. And if that song doesn't send shivers up your spine, and all you got to do is play that song or sing. Matter of fact, Jim, I wish I could sing like you. Can you imagine singing that song to a woman, Crispy?
Man, that song totally gave me, like, serious chills. It sounds exactly like him. That was one of the songs I used to play with my mom. You know, it's crazy. You do awesome work, Jim. Like, really do awesome, awesome work.
Well, I really appreciate it. I got a huge family up here that, you know, really supports me. And, you know, my wife and I, Michelle, we've been married, we've been here 22 years. And our oldest boy, unfortunately, last year in April, He passed away, and so now I have my daughter-in-law, Jackie, and my little granddaughters, Brooke and Ash, and I'll tell you what, those gals, I've had all boys, and so now I'm learning to, you know, they're with us most of the time, and so I'm learning to be with girls, and boy, I'll tell you what, they sure can talk. They talk and talk and talk. It's crazy, but I got a big family that's really cool to me, so.
Well, that is. I mean, it's amazing how much you guys sound like Elvis, and it's if only I could sing. Can you imagine the groupies this guy has, Crispy?
Oh, he probably has busloads. Like, man, they're waiting to pick a number, kind of like when you're waiting for meat at the deli. You know, that's wild.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy sometimes. Folks found out my phone number and stuff, and I got some crazy texts, and my wife and I sit there and listen to them and listen to the messages, and it's funny sometimes. But, you know, I got a lot of love for everybody, so I appreciate everybody. You know, just being able to have that kind of support and friendship and fanship, it's a cool thing. So.
Well, it's fantastic. You're doing an excellent job, and we do wish you the very best, and it sounds like you're on the right track and heading the right direction. And I didn't mention, I guess we should too, as far as if people want to get in contact with you or when you come out with your CD and get more information about your upcoming concerts, your website address is what, Jim?
It's www.jimandersonmusic.net. And a good friend of ours up here, Fred White, he takes a lot of stuff and puts a lot of heart and a lot of soul into making the website and making sure that all our sound and our audio visual and stuff. So I like to thank him. He's the one who put that all together, and it's jimandersonmusic.net.
Great. And if anybody wants to find out more about what Jim and his band is doing, go to his website, and we do appreciate you coming on the show. Oh, and actually, before we sign off here, I love it when we get phone calls and we don't ask for them. We got a phone call, so there might be someone who wants to ask you a question. I'm going to go ahead and patch them in, so hang on here, everybody. Hello, this is Great Ideas Radio. Who's calling in? Would you like to ask a question to Jim?
Hey, this is Barry from Mississippi. Hey, Jim, what's up, buddy?
Barry, Sergeant Barry Kell, Barry Kell, I'll tell you what. Barry Kell was my old sergeant at the Santa Fe Spanish Sheriff's Department, which, in my opinion, is one of the greatest law enforcement agencies ever. He was a great guy, a great mentor, and I got to square up against my sergeant in defensive tactics, and that was a heck of a thing. And so Barry's retired now, and he's back in Mississippi doing law enforcement badges and shields and all kinds of stuff. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, I'm doing well. Jim, I knew all those years on Graveyard, singing to me, serenading me under the moonlight would pay off for you.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Sarge, you know what? You making me get on the PA system during all those traffic stops and start singing to the arrestable suspect. No, we didn't do that. We're just kidding. But, no, he's a great guy, but I appreciate you.
The singing cop.
I gotta tell you guys, first thing, your guys, your website and your show is terrific. I appreciate you having Jim on. Jim, not only is a great singer, he's a great man. He's a good father, a good husband, and a good friend. So I wish him well in his new old adventure. Like he said, it's his first passion.
Great. Well, Barry. Yes, Barry, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate your phone call.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to keep listening now. So. All
right.
Take
care, bud.
How cool that would have been. I got to give you a ticket because you didn't click your seatbelt. Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
You just tell him. I'll have a blue Christmas without me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, you know, I got folks listening to your show from all over the place. I mean literally all over the world. They We had a lot of friends and family and fans on Facebook, about 4,200 of them, and they're all telling their friends. And so got a lot of folks everywhere across the world. And I got family back in West Virginia listening, my mom and dad here in Manteca, my mother-in-law and father-in-law up in Stockton. We got a lot of folks everywhere, brothers and sisters. And so we really appreciate you, because it's the first time that I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I have to pop my cherry with my music on radio, so I appreciate it.
Well, no, we do appreciate you coming on. We're not a big-time radio station ourselves. We started this a few months back on the Internet, and it's actually taken off pretty well. It's we're happy with the progress so far. We seem to have some followers, and, hey, if any of our listeners, regular listeners, you know, out there listening to Jim's music, make sure you check out his website and check out what he's doing, because, hey, we're all in this all in together, little small businesses trying to make it work and make it happen. And looks like you're on a good start there, Jim, and we do appreciate you coming on and appreciate your songs. And what I'm going to do is, as we sign off here shortly, I'll play another one of your songs as we close out the show. But we do appreciate you coming by, and if anything else you want to add, go ahead. The mic is yours.
Well, a few things. I like to say hi to my mom and dad, and I like to say hi to my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and also my mother-in-law and father-in-law back east and stuff. But I got a lot of, you know, I'm thankful for a lot of people up here in the community that support me. You know, like I was telling you, Legends Music, Jim Moots Law, you know, Chaseries, Devorah Studios. I just stepped down. I was a high school football coach, and you know, I appreciate that the local high school up here, Sierra High School, they've been wonderful. Just everybody has been outstanding. Our next big show is going to be up in Rockford, California. It's Joe's Bar and Grill, and it looks like it's going to be selling out here pretty quick. We got shows booked throughout the year, and beyond my family, my brothers Ted and Tanya and sister Tanya and Crystal and their family. I mean, I got friends, Todd and Vader and Mark and Elisa, and again, Fred White, who has just been so dynamic to us, is just incredible. He does anything, anywhere, anytime. He's a guy who gives his heart and soul to us. But I'm going to close this off, and I'm going to ask if maybe that I might be able to, if it's okay with you folks, I'd like to put your link up on my website so that we can start getting the folks that are fans and to be part of yours, because you got a great show. And we really, really enjoy you. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We wish you much success, and we do appreciate you coming on. And you take care out there, and knock them dead tonight at the show.
Oh, yeah. And Michelle, sweetheart, I know you're not listening right now, but I love you very much. And it's good to have been the best 22 years of my life, sweetheart.
Hey, that's awesome. That is awesome. Hey, you just got goose pimples again there, Grisby.
Yeah, I did too. I think some of my back hair went shaking all over the place too. Oh my God.
that's a vision we don't want to see. Well, Jim, we do appreciate you coming on, and good luck tonight and in the future.
All right. Hey, Ted, he just texted me. You're listening. I love you, brother. And thank you very much, gentlemen. You guys are wonderful, and I hope we can do some more stuff together in the future.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
All right, take care, Jim.
That was Jim Anderson and his band, The Rebels, and we do appreciate him coming on. And Crispy, guess what?
Yeah, that guy is good, like so good, like holy geez good.
I know. Excellent. Guess what? We've blown through another hour, and it's time for us to say goodbye. And I just would appreciate everybody who stopped by today and listened to our show. It was a great show. And by the way, next week we do have a great show planned with Saber Ricci. And if anybody knows anything about her, she was on the Today Show this past week, Martha Stewart, and she's come out with a new cookbook. And we are honored to have her on the show next week on January 14th, same time, same place here on Great Ideas Radio. And Crispy, do you have anything else to add before I hit the button and say goodbye?
No, it was an awesome show. It was definitely action packed. That's for sure. Definitely action packed. I'd like to thank the guys from Coast to Coast Cuisine and Jim Anderson. Don't forget to check out their sites. And I guess where we all should be grilling, unless you're in 14 feet of snow, then you'll be cooking in your fireplace, hopefully.
Hey, all right, everybody come back next week. We'll see you then at Green Ideas Radio. Tune in same time, 8:30 Saturday mornings, and we're going to close out the show with another Jim Anderson song, Memories.
This song is called Memories by Elvis Presley. Where's that? Like, oh.